Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want as we launch in hour number one. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for theirs. It's all for free at freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to the phones and to the fun. Brent in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh.
Hey, Brent.
Well, I guess I would like to talk about a couple of stories I heard in the news I was listening to a couple hours ago about illegal immigration back to back.
What's going on?
And one was kind of disheartening and angering even. And the other one was good and also kind of bad. So,
okay.
You know, the one was, there was, I think you all actually talked about it in a show a while back. There was a beef packing company or beef processing company that had a bunch of immigration raids.
Yeah, that's right. There were a few plants around the country. They were all raided pretty much on the same day.
Yeah.
It resulted in, I think, a few hundred people at least being rounded up.
Yep. And, well, there's a story on the news about a lady whose name I can't remember that is now involved in a class action suit against the beef company that she doesn't work for anymore, but she used to work for, that's basically insinuating that they were conspiring with illegal immigrants to bring down wages for the entire company, for the workers of the company, which was, that's kind of actually half expected, and then I noticed they kind of zip right over it, but they mentioned that she was actually involved in a different class action suit against the same company, like 2 months ago, about the, something to do with workers' comp and believing that she'd been wrongfully terminated because she'd been injured, and they, I guess, didn't want to pay her workers' comp for a certain amount of time or something. Say what?
They brought her back? She got fired, then she filed a lawsuit, and they hired her back?
She's actually involved in the lawsuit, but she hasn't worked there for quite a while.
I see.
But,
so
I mean,
she's looking for a cash payment, then.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of indicative of the kind of person who worries about wages being brought down by illegal immigrants. I mean, it's the kind of person that just wants something and they don't want to do anything to get it, you know?
Yep.
They want money and they don't want to have to work for it. They don't want somebody to have to give it to them.
That's what a lot of unions do, right? I mean, they're a bunch of lazy people that get together to essentially strong-arm business owners with the government's approval into paying them far more than they're actually worth.
Yep.
And locking out non-union people from competition.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any problem with unions.
How they're used today, though?
But they're often in conjunction with the government. If a union is used in conjunction with the government, I have a problem.
I'm talking about.
If a business is forced to use a particular group of people,
right. That's why I specifically mentioned the government in that scenario.
Right. If there
was no government privilege or government laws that applied, then if people wanted to get together and try to leverage their abilities, then that's fine.
Right. I mean, you know, if you want to walk out on your job and you can get other people to walk out, too, unless the employer does what you want, I'm fine with that.
But if I can get in trouble, if I'm going to get in trouble for bringing in scabs, then that's where there's a problem.
Yeah, legal trouble.
Right. So, Brent, what was your other story?
Well, the other one was just there's a pizza chain in Texas that apparently has started accepting pesos. Which is, I like it a lot.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think that's a great idea.
They don't give change in pesos. They just accept the pesos and give change in U.S. dollars, and then they go do the exchanging so that their customers don't have to go to the bank and exchange their money or whatever. They kind of take that for themselves and provide a little service that I think they charge a small fee.
I'm sure they do.
Like an extra peso or something like that.
Right, that makes sense.
I mean, I think that's a pretty cool thing,
the anti-immigration people are getting all upset about that, but somebody pointed out on the NHFree.com bulletin board that this is something that happens frequently on the border of Canada. There are Canadian businesses, or there are American businesses on the border of Canada that take the Canadian dollars.
Exactly.
What's the big deal?
Well, and it's just kind of, it's irritating to me that something like this is so controversial. I mean, this was national news. This wasn't Texas news that I was reading. I was listening to actual national radio news, and it's just, I mean, you go anywhere in the world where there's people from different nationalities there, and they'll accept different currencies.
Sure.
You know, go to Hong Kong, go actually to Mexico. lots of places in Mexico accept your U.S. dollars.
No, Brent, it's okay in their minds if everyone else accepts dollars. It's just when American businesses accept anything besides dollars, then there's a problem, apparently.
I don't know. So I think
is that ethnocentrism?
That's a good story, but that kind of irritating, too.
Brent, thanks for sharing that with us, man. We really appreciate hearing from you, and have a great night. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Packet 8, toll-free line.
You know, if somebody wants to take pesos in their business, they want to take Canadian dollars, or they want to take a lira, or drachma, or shekels.
You should be able to take banana skins if you want.
Fresh eggs, farm-fresh eggs.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, you can trade whatever you want for whatever service you want, as long as the person... agrees with it.
Well, now, here in America, that tends to be the case with one exception. The government's money, the Federal Reserve notes, are what's known as legal tender.
Right.
And if you read, I don't have my wallet in front of me, but if you read the text on the dollar, it actually says right there that this is to be, you've got one here. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. So it doesn't matter if your debt is in banana skins or in Liberty dollars or in pesos. Here in America, the government, by force, demands that you take Federal Reserve notes for those debts.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what you owe me. You by law, are able to pay it off with Federal Reserve notes.
Well, that's true. You don't have to. The law doesn't have to come into play very often because most people want Federal Reserve notes.
It's true. But that means I'm just saying you couldn't start your own business that only accepted Canadian dollars.
Right.
You'd have to accept the Federal Reserve notes.
What if I wanted to start a business that only did trade? Trade in goods and services. I wouldn't be able to do that.
What about those barter connections? I know you used to be involved with one down in Sarasota, Florida, back when we were down there. Was there dollars involved in that at all?
You had to pay a certain annual fee. You had to pay a certain percentage on, 15% on everything you bought. So if you bought $100 worth of meals out, you had to pay 15% to the barter exchange.
I see.
And then, you got to use them at the business, and the business did, when they spent theirs, they... paid 15% or something like that, too.
And so it was converting back and forth between dollars and the barter dollars. Mm-hmm. So I guess that would have been an issue.
It's good for businesses that have services, particularly because, when you're not working, then you might as well do something, for barter rather than for cash.
Right. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. On the way here tonight, in fact, I better do it now just in case we get lost in these other topics, because I said we were going to talk about this. And we touched on gun control over the weekend on the Saturday show. I mentioned that actually it was probably when we were filling in for Jim Babka in the Downsize DC Downsize DC conference call yesterday. But there's a story out of Boston, the Boston Globe reporting that Boston city councilors, law enforcement officials, and community leaders are pressing City Hall to come up with $1.5 million. To buy a promising acoustic gunshot detection system.
Mm.
Now, this is one of the states in America and Boston City proper for sure with some of the heaviest gun control restrictions out there.
Right.
So you got to ask yourself, well, gosh, with all these gun laws, why is it there so much gun violence? Why do you need an acoustic gunshot detection system throughout the city if your gun laws are so effective? Well, the sensor system would blanket 5.6 square mile swath of the city's most dangerous neighborhoods, the source of 80 to 85% of calls citywide reporting shots fired, and give officers a jump on arresting suspects, improve police response time to 9/11 calls, and possibly reduce firearm violence, proponents say. The district attorney says he believes the technology would help prosecutors with more gun cases and would require a relatively modest investment. It's okay, Mark. Consider an investment of your tax dollars. You're going to get a return, aren't you? You're going to get an 8% return on this investment, aren't you?
I don't know that you're going to get any return, particularly.
Oh, that's right, because it's not an investment. You're not choosing on your own to invest your own funds expecting any sort of return in the future. It's the government taking your money from you and doing what they want. Police would be able to get to the scene quickly, say they, and perhaps apprehend someone fleeing the scene or identify someone who actually saw something. Bureaucrat said in an interview yesterday, it would also corroborate witness testimony. Now, I wonder, of course, if they're going to be installing microphones all around the city for the purposes of detecting gunshots, will these microphones be able to detect other things like nearby conversations? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. In fact, we just uploaded the December torrent over the weekend. So now you can go and grab up the entire month of December all in one fell swoop. And it's all for free at freetalklive.com. So how would you feel if you were living in a city where you knew that there were microphones everywhere in certain areas, the more so-called high-crime areas?
if they maybe they'll just install them everywhere eventually. I mean, yeah, why not?
You might as well. I mean, if it's working, it's gonna be working in these high crime areas, and then well, we'd have to bring this everywhere.
How do you feel if you know there are microphones being monitored by police and random parts points throughout the maybe if you're walking to work or something like that? How many microphones might you pass by? Maybe two, three. How do you feel about that?
Is it if it's okay to put them in on city streets and public property? You know, what about people's homes?
Yeah, maybe there could be suspected homes, certain hotspot homes, where the city decides to start monitoring those homes all the time. Maybe not actually in the homes to start, but maybe by pointing one of those laser-guided audio devices at the windows. You know, if these lasers, the windows rattle a little bit according to what you're speaking, the air waves coming out of your mouth, essentially the sound waves bouncing off the window and making it rattle to the exact tune that your voice is, and so the laser gun can sort of pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that would happen too. Well, they're talking about it in Boston right now. They're talking about spending $1.5 million, and of course that's the estimated cost at this point. You and I both know, Mark, that when governments estimate costs, they usually tend to be 2 to 3 times as high. I mean,
they really do.
If you look at Boston's Big Dig, you need go no further than to see costs run out of control. But they're talking about it because they believe it could help. Apparently, the gun control laws just aren't doing enough to stop all the gunfire and killings in the Boston area. So now they're going to put up microphones everywhere. Police would be able to get to the scene quickly, said the bureaucrats. They could maybe arrest someone who's fleeing the scene or identify someone who actually saw something. So that's nice. So the police get notice from their little automated microphone monitoring system or whatever, because I doubt they're going to pay somebody to sit there all day and listen for gunshots. How they could do that, I don't know, with all of those different microphones. I'm sure it's a system of some sort.
It's got to be.
And so their little automated microphone system says, beep, 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 we've got gunshots at the corner of First Street and Main Street. And so they send a cop down there, and the cops, of course, are all hyped up because they think somebody's shooting, right? I mean, for all they know, it was a trash compactor dropping a garbage can on the ground or something like that. You know, something that could maybe sound like gunshots. Maybe a backfiring vehicle.
You don't hear too many backfiring vehicles these days, but you never know what one of these microphones is going to pick up and call a gunshot.
So some gunshot. Go ahead.
Yeah, then the cops show up with ready with their guns ready,
right.
To fire on people and. I'll bet you I can just see a problem.
I can see a problem too.
Occurring.
Some guy running down the street happens to be going from one place to another because he's in a hurry. All of a sudden, he's picked up as part of an investigation.
If he's not shot.
City Councilor Robert Consalvo, who first proposed that Boston look into the shot spotter technology last February, said that the Mayor Menino's budget is trying to find $1.5 million in the current or next budget to install the system and maintain it for 4 years. The spokeswoman for Menino says the mayor is interested in any type of technology that can let police officers do their job safely and more effectively.
Notice he doesn't say any kind of technology that would reduce gun violence, gun crimes. Because if he wanted to reduce gun crimes, he'd just lessen the gun restrictions in Boston and let people carry guns.
But then again, this is the same place that has billboards up. Massachusetts, they have billboards, anti-gun billboards. They hate guns in Massachusetts.
The government
and
does.
And they've even talked about, well, you know, you've got to hate guns to some extent if you live there. Either that or you have to hate yourself.
Well,
because how you could like guns and live in a place like Massachusetts, I don't understand. It's like people that live in Jersey. What are you thinking?
I'm sure that people that like guns live in Massachusetts. They just
haven't gotten out
there.
Yet.
Yeah, they haven't gotten out yet.
So they're trying to figure out how they can get to the point of purchasing this, and I suggest, well, why don't you just raise taxes? That's what you always do when you can't find the money. Oh, we can't find it! The budget's too tight! We're just going to need to raise the taxes, and, Boston people love that sort of thing, so they won't have a problem. City Council's new president says she supports buying the system, said Davis and Menino told her they're interested as well. And Davis says he plans to make his recommendation within a month after department officials study how the system is working in Chicago. So I guess they actually did do it in Chicago. I know we talked about it a while back. I don't actually remember them implementing it. I remember the mayor of Chicago was talking about... Oh, no, he wanted to add cameras So I guess they'd already done the microphones in Chicago. Maybe that's old, old news at this point. And so it was last year that they were talking about adding cameras to every corner in the city of Chicago. So there you go. Logical next step, Mark. They did the mics. Cameras were next.
That, right there.
This is good. It's good and everything that we can hear the gunshots, but it'd be better if we could actually see the criminals running away.
RoboCop's on his way.
You know what? You're right about that. They're working on robots right now. I mean, the company that makes the Roomba, you know, that little guy that you've got who dusts your floors and stuff?
Yeah, he's great.
He is great, but unfortunately that company manufactures robots for the military. Like, I think that's probably one of the reasons why they're so affordable. They're probably getting subsidies from the U.S. military, and that may be one reason why they only need to charge a couple hundred bucks for the Roomba, because they're making it elsewhere.
Yeah,
and
probably
so that,
true.
That doesn't make me feel too good. I don't feel too warm and fuzzy about that company. But you can bet that the police are hiring these companies as well. They already have certain police robots, and they already have robots for the military that can be remote controlled and fire on people and all sorts of things. I mean, we're probably not more than 20 years away from a RoboCop.
It's disturbing. And then what do you do when the RoboCops make a mistake and mow somebody down?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Decommission them?
Well,
we'll just change the programming. Don't worry.
Well, these are robot police, and we're going to protect them.
Oh, boy.
Well, what do they do with the regular police that make mistakes?
I don't know, man, but I want to know if you would feel more safe knowing that there were microphones installed around your city. Or better yet, would you feel better if there were cameras? Maybe cameras and microphones together. How about cameras, infrared scanning? Like, how many more things can we throw into the mix here?
You know, anything that they can come up with to spend money on. They'll go for it.
The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. I'm looking through this article here. Okay, the system relies on a network of sensors roughly the size of a coffee can that by triangulating can locate gunfire from as far as 1.5 miles away within seconds, according to its manufacturer. It's so sensitive that and sophisticated it can isolate gunshots from other sounds and can even distinguish between shots fired from different kinds of weapons, says the company. Once the sensors confirm a gunshot, the system immediately notifies police dispatchers, who can then alert nearby officers. Reports of gunshots can be wildly inaccurate as to their source. Sometimes they aren't anywhere near where the callers say, or turn out to not be gunshots at all. Boston finished last year with 74 homicides, 54 from gunshot wounds. The figure for 2005 was 75 slayings, a 10-year high, 51 of them with a firearm. So that's what they're looking at, and I want to know if anybody supports it. I doubt it, but if you do, 800-259-9231. On the way, there's a little bit of an email that we had over the weekend we didn't get to finish, and it's so good, I want to finish it. On the way, it's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. You're cold, shivering, and you just emerged from your nice warm house. Imagine how car door locks feel after being out all night. When I come back, I'll tell you how to deal with those icy locks.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
If Mr. Freeze escaped from Gotham City and played a dirty trick on your door locks last night, here is a don't and a couple of do's to get you on your way. Don't force your key. It won't work. Instead, try the other door. It may not be frozen since temperatures can vary over short distances, depending on wind and sun. Also, keeping locked de-icer on hand is a smart idea. Just remember not to store it inside your car. Then to help prevent freezing, squirt a little WD-40 on locks after a car wash. This will displace the moisture in the lock and help it last longer. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, that is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Perhaps it's the war on drugs. Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, as well as New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go to the phones, to the amplifier line, and Matt in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good evening. What's on your mind?
On Saturday, you were talking to a gentleman, a Korean War veteran, mm-hmm. who was talking about how he had been against the war when it started, and was for the war after it started.
And he was talking about the Iraq war, the current conflict over there.
Yes, yes. He was talking about he was for the Iraq war. He was against the Iraq war, then he was for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make mention that there's a gentleman that I work with who's 86 years old. He's a World War II veteran, and he was very much against the Iraq war and still is.
Excellent.
He's very liberty-minded. And I just wanted to make mention of that because this guy, who was an old guy, kept asking you guys how old you were, as if only young people were involved in liberty issues. That's not true.
He was taking all kinds of cheap shots. He said Mark didn't do anything productive with his life.
You know, my good Lord, he said my jobs weren't productive.
Productive if you're in the military, Mark.
I washed people's dishes as a dishwasher. I put roofs on houses in my younger days. I worked at a convenience store. I mean, that seems productive to me. They weren't great jobs by any stretch of the imagination. When I finally went out and started selling radio advertisement, that's when I really started making money.
You're producing more at every one of those jobs than anyone in the military ever produced.
As far as I'm concerned. And, you know, the age issue, I really should have had this one ready. When he asked me how old I was, well, older than Thomas Jefferson when he wrote the Declaration of Independence, and older than Jesus Christ when he died on the cross for your sins.
Well, there you go. You've had a very eclectic professional life.
Yeah, I've done a lot of different things, just like a lot of people have.
Right, I've done a lot of different things myself, but I thought that was worth mentioning because you know you hear a lot of the people from Florida who are calling in on Saturday night. A lot of them seem older, but there are older people with liberty mindsets.
Oh, sure, there are. Out there. Absolutely, I've met some of them as well. But when you're a former New Yorker who's retired in Florida, there's a good chance that you don't have much of a liberty mindset, and that's where that guy was from. He was from New York, and so that pretty much said it all. Very good.
Okay,
Matt,
well,
anything else?
That's it.
Thanks, dude.
No,
take it easy. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. You know, I love the fact that he just sort of, I can't stand that. What is it, ageism? Is that the word for that, where people just sort of look down on you because you're either older or younger? I mean, I think that's so totally unfair. There are people of different mindsets and different belief systems at all ages. I think it's just as ignorant for young people to look down on old people as it is for old people to look down on young people. I do think it happens more often the latter, that is, older people looking down on younger people. Oh, well, I've been here 75 years. Remember, he said he was 75. I've been here 75 years. As though that means that you've, for some reason, become more knowledgeable and experienced. I mean, maybe you've got more experience in certain areas, but it doesn't make you smarter. Well, it really doesn't.
Let's talk about logic. Let's talk about logic and facts. Let's not talk about your age and experience on the planet. You know, as far as that goes, then, you know, then a 76-year-old, everything they say is more important than what he says.
Absurd.
I mean, it is absurd. At some point or another, you hit dementia, and, I mean, are we going to listen to them, too? Look, our founding fathers decided that somebody was old enough at 35 to be president of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 35. I'll be 36 next year, or in February.
Don't you have to be 25 to be a representative?
Yes. You're old enough to be a representative. Mm-hmm. I'm old enough to be president. Seems to me we're old enough to have valid opinions about our lives.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just about our lives. It was about the Iraq War. His suggestion was that, well, because we hadn't been in the military, because that was another factor. Not only were we young, Mark, but we also weren't military bred. And because we weren't in the military, that meant that we shouldn't be giving out opinions about war. Because only people who've served time can have opinions about war, which is equally absurd.
It is equally, very absurd.
So, there. 800-259-9231. I don't know where else to go with that.
I don't know what to do with it either. I mean, it's a ludicrous line of thinking.
Speaking of the military, though, I stumbled across this during the break. According to CBS and the AP, a United States Air Force gunship has conducted a strike against suspected members of Al-Qaeda in Somalia. Isn't that nice? If you're a suspected member of Al-Qaeda, you get attacked with a gunship now. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin reports exclusively. Of course, the targets included the senior Al-Qaeda leader in East Africa and an Al-Qaeda operative wanted for his bombings or involvement in the 1998 bombings of the two American embassies in Africa, according to David Martin. Those terror attacks killed more than 200 people. The AC-130 gunship is capable of firing thousands of rounds per second, and sources say a lot of bodies were seen on the ground after the strike. But there is as yet no confirmation of the identities. The gunship flew from its base in Djibouti, down to the southern tip of Somalia, Martin reports, where the Al-Qaeda operatives had fled after being chased out of the capital of Mogadishu by Ethiopian troops backed by the United States. Once they started moving, the Al-Qaeda operatives became easier to track, and the U.S. military started preparing for an airstrike using unmanned aerial drones to keep them under surveillance and moving the aircraft carrier Eisenhower out of the Persian Gulf towards Somalia. When the order was given, the mission was assigned to the AC-130 gunship operated by the Special Operations Command. Now, of course, up until recently, Somalia was a pretty much government-free zone. Though I did read recently that I guess the Ethiopian military or something like that, with, like they mentioned in this article, the U.S. military's backing has come in there, and they're attempting to set up another government.
Restore order.
Yeah. So this is restoring order. That is turning a gunship loose on suspected Al-Qaeda.
Well, they do have government in Somalia. They have these warlords that control, you know, essentially gangs that control different sections of the country and city. And generally, they seem to be leaving people alone. I'm sure that they, you know, they they get what they want. Mm-hmm. But all in all, there's no zoning restrictions, and there's some advantages there. Apparently, they have some of the best cell phone coverage in the world.
You know, Mark, we talk about getting government out of people's lives, and you label me as, you know, a bit extreme when I talk about having no government whatsoever. And you point out that if you don't have government, eventually somebody's going to come in and try to strong-arm everybody and take over, grab whatever reins of power exist, or create their own and just essentially foist their own system onto everybody. And it seems like that actually may be the case. But unfortunately, the government that we have to fear in that case is the United States government. There's no other government that's in the world right now. There's no other government that's invading government-free countries or government-free zones.
Ethiopia.
And destroying, well, with the United States backing.
I'm sure that
with the U.S.
Yeah, they probably would have tried it anyway. You know, just being right there next door. Opportunity to expand their influence.
All I'm saying is it seems like the only country that we really have to fear as far as doing that sort of thing is our own. We're the ones that are going around throwing our weight around the world. We're the ones moving gunships and other battle stations into other people's waters.
I think a gunship is an aircraft.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess you're right about that.
AC-130, right?
C-130, yeah. AC-130.
AC-130, yeah. Right. Gunship. It's an big airplane, big gun. You know, I agree with you that we should have our troops home. Governments are that way. They're going to want to establish governments. To them, a world without a government or a country without a government is a country without order. This is a completely lawless place and it can't exist. We shouldn't be over there. If Somalis want a government, they will figure out how to have one.
Sure they will.
Just like we did here, and we should be working on our own government, getting it in line and in control, than over there working on theirs.
And it's so easy to bomb from the skies, but it's when they get the boots on the ground that things get a little bit more complex, like they did in Somalia in the 1990s and are currently today in Iraq. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, a marijuana claim rejected. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there. Completely free. We do give them away, and we do ask that you voluntarily support the show in return by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live branded merchandise like hats and t-shirts. We've also got classic archive collections on DVD sets. There's more. Store.freetalklive.com. Also, you can shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get virtually anything you might need to buy in life and feel good because not only are you getting a good deal and free Super Saver shipping on most purchases, but you're also helping Free Talk Live because a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live if you enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com. We'll get to the marijuana story here in a moment, but I wanted to highlight one other important point about what happened in Somalia today. Apparently, again, they shot down with an AC-130 gunship some suspected members of Al-Qaeda. And the operative term is, of course, suspected. Now, we pointed out before that the behavior of the U.S. military around the world is indicative of how it is that the United States government officials, your elected representatives, George Bush and the rest of them, would like to have things here in this country. I mean, man, they would sure as heck love it if they didn't have to go through any of those court trials anymore. Those things cost money and time, and boy, sure would be easier if we could just eliminate all the suspected criminals here in the United States. That's what they're doing around the world. If you're a suspect, pow, you get shot. There's no trial. We're not even bothering with military tribunals anymore. Just take them out. And that's what they would like to see here in the United States. That's why you saw the 2006 Military Commissions Act last year, which essentially made it completely legal what they'd done to Jose Padilla and what they could do to you. They made it. They made a special category that doesn't qualify as a full citizen. It doesn't qualify you for treatment under the Bill of Rights. It essentially exempts you. So if they label you as this category, then unidentified enemy combatant or something like that. I forget the exact term, and the terms aren't really that important. But if they label you this, they can pick you up, throw you in a military brig, give you a military tribunal, no lawyer, no public trial, and then do who knows what with you afterwards.
And no guarantee that you even get to attend your own trial or that you get to see any evidence that's brought against you.
Right. These are things that are going on in Iraq. And now you can see where the next step is. The next step is if you cross their lines or something, you know, you've crossed something that makes them believe that you're a suspected member of Al-Qaeda.
Somebody says you are.
Right. All they have to do is label you that. And then you see news articles about how they're being blown up, as though the judge, jury, executioner, right there in the hands of the drone aircraft, that are flying around.
It's not a drone.
I understand. They did actually track them with drones for a while, and then they flew in with the C-130 or the AC-130 and bombed the heck out of them. Anyway, back to the story in Somalia. According to the AP-CBS, residents in a coastal seaport some 90 miles northeast of Ras Kamboni said they saw wounded Ethiopian soldiers being loaded onto military helicopters for evacuation, considering there have been skirmishes that have been going on throughout Somalia, because, as you might imagine, the Somalis don't really care much for the Ethiopian invaders. Quote, "I've seen about 50 injured Ethiopian troops being loaded onto a military chopper," said one man. Somali officials said the Islamic movement's main forces bottled up at the southernmost tip of the country, cut off from escape at sea by patrolling U.S. warships and across the Kenyan border by the Kenyan military. In Mogadishu, Somalia's president made his first visit to the capital since taking office in 2004. During the unannounced visit, I wonder why they didn't announce it. Think there might be some unhappy people that would have greeted him? He was Mr. Abdullahi Yusuf was expected to meet with traditional Somali elders to stay the former presidential palace that had been occupied by warlords for 15 years, according to the government spokesperson. The U.S. officials warned after September 11th that attacks that extremists with ties to Al-Qaeda operated a training camp at Ras Kamboni and that Al-Qaeda members were believed to have visited it. Three Al-Qaeda suspects wanted in the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in East Africa are believed to be leaders of the Islamic movement. They deny having any links to Al-Qaeda. Somalia's government had struggled to survive since forming with backing from the United Nations 2 years ago and was under attack by the Islamic militia when Ethiopia's military intervened on December 24th and so-called turned the tide. But many in predominantly Muslim Somalia resent the presence of troops from neighboring Ethiopia, which has a large Christian population. The country's fought two brutal wars, the last in 1977. On Sunday, gunmen attacked Ethiopian troops, witnesses said, sparking a firefight and the second straight day of violence in the capital of Mogadishu. So, can you see why the president hasn't actually been in the capital yet?
Well, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Very, very dangerous.
Right. So, he's not really a president that's actually recognized by anyone except for a select group of Somalis and the United States.
Right.
And the United Nations.
Well, the United
States. Rest of Somalia, the rest of the Somalis would like him to go take a walk off a short pier. So it'll be interesting to see how this one turns out, this particular attempt at a government in Somalia. Because it doesn't seem to me like they want it.
It doesn't sound like it to me. It doesn't sound like the Somalis are too upset with their lot in life. Apparently, this lawlessness suits them. Otherwise, they would have left, right? I mean, they would have packed up their belongings and left.
Well, I don't know. What Ethiopia? You mean to, like, Ethiopia? Or
someplace?
Kenya? I don't know if they want the Somalis there.
What are they standing on the border? I mean, they
just said the Kenyans were on the border.
Hmm.
So,
I think that they would find someplace to go.
Well, they're okay with it.
Yeah.
They don't mind. The tribalism is fine with the Somalis. It's just certain outside forces, like the United Nations and the United States, that insist upon imposing a government on these people. It's sick.
Seems like it to me.
Anyway, let's get to another government-related story where some people apparently tried to use an excuse to use marijuana. With religious exemption? What happened, Mark?
It says, last week a federal judge in New Mexico rejected an Arizona couple's claim that their possession, use, and distribution of marijuana is protected by the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Dan and Mary Quaintance, who were picked up in February near Lordsburg, New Mexico, with 172 pounds of pot, are the founders of the Pima-based Church of Cognizance, which follows this credo: with good thoughts, good words, and good deeds, we honor marijuana.
Really?
I
thought you were making
this crap up. No.
Oh, okay.
As the teacher, the provider, and the protector.
Wow.
I'm not sure what marijuana is going to protect you against. Last summer,
glaucoma.
Right. This is a blog entry post from Jacob Solom.
Okay.
So he says, last summer I predicted the Quiescence RFRA defense would not fare well because marijuana is so popular that the idea of allowing members of their church to use it arouses plausible fears of diversion of proliferating. This is the Freedom of Religion Act.
Meaning that everybody would all of a sudden join that church.
Suddenly, yes. Claims from suddenly religious pot smokers. Given that fact, I thought punishing the Quaintances, who face up to 40 years in prison, could easily be deemed the least restrictive means of serving a compelling state interest, as Freedom of Religion Act requires for laws that impinge on religious freedom, but the U.S. District Judge Judith Herrera did not even go that far, instead deciding that the Queen Tense's neo-Zoroastrian faith is phony and a cover for smoking and selling pot.
Defendants, that's outrageous.
I have to say it really is. I mean,
who is she to say that their religion is any less valid than anyone else's?
I you know, it may very well be phony, but who the hell is she to say?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It seems phony to me, but then again, I look at most religions. I think, phony.
Phony. Yep.
So defendants cannot avoid prosecution for legal conduct simply by transforming their lifestyle choices into a religion, she wrote. Although some church members may just be in it for the pot, the Quaintances, whose trial is scheduled to begin on January the 16th, seem pretty sincere to me. They've been open about their religion since founding it in 1991, filing a declaration of religious sentiment with the Gorham County Recorder's Office, maintaining a website, and issuing certificates to the couriers who distribute marijuana to the couriers who distribute marijuana to the church's members. Huh. If they wanted, all they wanted to do was smoke pot and sell pot, they'd gone about it, gone out of their way to call attention to themselves for no apparent reason.
Yeah, that's interesting, because if they were just out selling pot, I could see that, like, maybe they would have had their little religion thing ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, wait a minute, you can't arrest us, we're a religion. Well, I mean, they've actually established it here for 15 years now.
Yeah. Huh. As for the quantities involved, 172 pounds, assuming it was a year's supply, amounts to a couple of joints per day for each member in Arizona. Mm-hmm. The Queen Tensons say there are about 50 in the state, which is not out of bounds for religious use, to judge by the Rastafarians. But perhaps,
what are they charging for it, I wonder?
I don't know.
Like, I wonder if they were making major profits, or were they selling it at cost? That would also be an interesting factor.
It would
not
be,
that the judge would care.
No, she wouldn't care.
She's just a bitch.
800-259-9231.
Just a power-hungry sicko, like the rest of the people in government. 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you on the way, hour number two. And we're going to finish the Thought Police email that we started over the weekend. It's good stuff. On the way, you take control. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For you.